New York officials criticize police for assisting federal agents with deportations. By Hannah Knudsen on March 28, 2025. Officials in New York, namely, Rochester's Democrat Mayor Malik Evans, criticized local police for assisting federal agents with deportations, asserting that it is against their policy. The incident occurred Monday, when Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, requested backup from the Rochester Police Department, RPD, during a traffic stop. The local police arrived at the scene and reportedly assisted in ordering the suspects out of the vehicle, also helping put them in handcuffs. This, Evans complained, goes against the sanctuary policies of the city. The officer who responded to the scene may have violated, and appears to have violated, city policy, Evans said during a press conference. The officers on the scene verbally directed the occupants to get out of the vehicle, and this is against our policy. I learned of this incident from a community member who called my office, he continued. I then called the chief to have him look into this matter. And I'm thankful for the community member who brought this to our attention. But I just want to reiterate, this will be under investigation. He said, explaining that their policy is crystal clear. City police officers do not help or participate in federal immigration activities, he stressed. Every RPD officer, I've instructed the chief to make sure that every officer receive more training on General Order 502 to ensure all members are fully aware and fully understand this policy. Watch. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, provided the following statement to 13WAM. On March 24, 2025, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, alongside our federal law enforcement partners, began conducting enhanced targeted operations in parts of New York to enforce U.S. immigration law. We will provide additional information as it becomes available. The news comes as Democrats continue to go all in on sanctuary policies and the Trump administration takes the matter into their own hands. Tom Homan, President Donald Trump's border czar, has already promised to travel to sanctuary cities such as Boston, Massachusetts, and bring hell with him and has done just that, recently overseeing 380 ICE arrests in Beantown alone. Trump is also gearing up to take action tackling sanctuary policies. They're guarding criminals, Trump told reporters, speaking of sanctuary cities. They're taking the rights away from the citizens of the state and the city. And we're going to be ending sanctuary cities, if we find it necessary to do, in certain major areas. And we may just end the entire thing altogether, Trump continued. Because it's just a way of protecting criminals and nobody else is benefited by that.